Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Take the podcast experience you're about to have to the next level. Join our TSS patrons and get bonus audio content and more at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
What have you done? What were you thinking? Do you know what we're going to have to do now? We're going to have to listen to that story show.
Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hey, he was cooking pizza.
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, holy crap, podcast people. How are you doing? This is that story show where we're telling hilarious real life stories and inviting you to do the same. This is episode 311, brought to you the week of September 12th, 2019. I am your host, very happy host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John Steinklauber, and amber is the color of my energy. Yeah, I just figured since this is episode 311, I would reference a song from the band 311.
Oh, right? I thought you had changed religions.
No. Okay, no, I don't even know what that means.
Like, hopefully, you know, say something like weird. A crystal thing. I thought it was, you know, you're talking about energy and amber and all this stuff. So
there's a song. Whoa, amber is the color of your energy.
Okay.
I think that's by 311. If not, I don't even know what it means, but
there you go. I appreciate your humor.
Awkward.
No, it was great. I love it. Hey, instead of an opening story this week, I'm going to, I went through iTunes and I looked up our latest reviews, and we have had a number of folks review us over the month of August, but one of them stuck out in particular, and I thought it was a great review. It's from a guy that's just known as Fifth Grade. He says, "I'm a middle schooler and I have a helicopter mom."
Every fifth grader ever.
So it's really nice not to sit and listen to cussing the whole show. It's so funny and great for the whole family. Thank you, James and John, for not having my mom hover over me just for once. I fully recommend this show for anyone, Fifth Grade. So thank
you. I'm going to take that. That's an awesome review, but I'm going to take that came from fifth grade in general, like every fifth grade student well, in the planet.
That's just the spirit of fifth graders in general.
Yes.
Thank you. I loved it. We received that. Hallelujah. We are the saviors of middle schoolers again.
Amen, brother.
We went through a phase where we hated them, but now we realize our importance to you. We can be trusted with your delicate baby ears.
Yes, and so, that's a great responsibility, James.
It is. Poo-poo, caca, pee-pee, poo-poo.
That's as bad as it can get here.
That's it, man. That's the bad words.
where the F word is fart.
And the F-bomb is this. That's as dark as we go. Anyway, it's time for us to do a weekly rewind. I don't know. I think Brad is as bad as we go. But anyway, this week I will start with a weekly update from the last 7 days or so that actually happened just moments ago when I was picking up my son. I'm picking up my son from school, and we're in an inner city school, and it's a little charter school, and they're all standing out on the sidewalk, and I just drive up, and Jay sees me, and he jumps in the car. Well, as we're approaching the corner, and we're going to turn right, there's a man standing there, and at first, I don't notice him very much, but he kind of waves me on, like, go on, get out of here. You know, that kind of wave, like you're in my way, but I'm going to let you go, but I'm not happy about it wave. So I noticed him. I had to look at him a little harder because I'm like, who is this gentleman that's doing this to me? And why doesn't he have a shirt on? Oh, he was a very tanned individual. He had a big beer gut, but he was skinny everywhere else. And I also happened to notice that his nips were pierced, both of them. This man was about my age plus four. So he had to have been a 51, somewhere in there. He's balding very seriously. He is red from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He's wearing shorts, holding his shirt in his hand. My son notices that I'm looking at him, and I must have made a noise like, oh. Because he goes, yeah, when we come back from the playground, he's always walking down the street. And I just got a full body shiver. Like, this guy is creepy. But I didn't share that with my son. I just said, well, yeah, if you're going to have that done, you got to show it off. And he goes, no, no, you don't. You don't have to show. It's like, no, you're not understanding what I'm saying. If you're going to do that, you can't walk around with a shirt on because, you know, you can't. But I didn't go there with the whole part about him showing it off to kids every day on the way to school. But anyway, and then I started kind of trying to get in his head because I'm reading a book recently that says, you know, try to get into people's heads and figure out what they need from life. You know, try to meet them where they are. It'll help you understand people, help you forgive people. To know all is to understand all is to forgive all. So I tried to get in his head, but it didn't do very good because I was sitting there thinking about what he must have been thinking about. He must have been just sitting there one day and was like, you know what? I love walking around without my shirt on. But I could look better. I could. I'm going to admit that. I could look better. I could either A, lose a lot of weight and get rid of this beer gut that I've got, or B, I could stick holes in my nips. I'm good. I think I know what I'm going to do. That's what Jay actually said when I said that out loud because I was thinking out loud. He goes, I think I know which one he picked. I'm like, yep.
I know which one he picked. Yeah, my masculoids need piercing.
So they're actually called tidbits, if you remember. So the masculoids, tidbits sit on the masculoids.
Okay.
And
I forgot about that.
So he poked a hole through the tidbits, and he's, you know, just city life, man.
I mean, there's people out here that do that too. I don't understand.
At that age?
I don't know.
Exactly.
They don't walk around with their shirts off.
Exactly. It was just creepy weird. So anyway, that's my weekly rewind. I rewound it. Now I'm going to record over it. So
good. Yes. So mentally as well, right?
That's why I wanted to go first. You're going to record over it with your weekly rewind.
Okay. Well, I actually have a few, so I'm going to pick one here.
You can share as many as you'd like.
I think one will be adequate because there's some weeks that are just so busy, I don't have time for life.
Okay.
And so this happened actually yesterday. So I'm going to go with this one. I was one of the fun things I get to do with my job now is I get to go visit classrooms and fix the teachers' computers and stuff like that or whatever's happening.
Is that really fun?
I do enjoy it.
Okay.
It's nice to wander around campus and not.
Have you ever been trapped underneath a desk like a desk rabbit?
Yeah.
From IT Crowd.
Put their coffee mug on my back. I don't want them to think he's a desk rabbit. Wait, I just mixed up Moss.
Yeah, you did. It's okay. It's all right.
So no, I haven't. Not in this job.
Okay. I had to put a reference in there because we had a listener on Discord that's like, I'm just watching IT Crowd for the first time on Netflix, and I'm getting all of the references you guys have made over the years.
That's great. Oh, such a great show. Such a great show. Season 2, episode 1 is my probably favorite. So just so you know. Anyway, so I get to go to these classrooms and fix things and do stuff. And sometimes the students are in there and they recognize me because I've done chapel, and some of them still call me Pastor John, which is fun and great. And I love it. And so I was in, I think it was third grade yesterday, and I'm fixing the teacher's computer. And this is like one of the smart classes. They're all brains. They're super well behaved.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they had a smart board. And the classroom was smart, but you mean these are all brainy students?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Every class in our school is smart, and they also have brainy students. But this one in particular, they're just super well behaved and very good, and the teacher is great with them. And she's got them all lined up, and she's giving them instructions. Everybody's quiet, and I make noises, you know. I just kind of click my mouth sometimes, and. And I went like this.
You've done this before and gotten in trouble before. Tell me here, let me hear the noise.
Okay. So I did that.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and my back was to the teacher and her back was to me. And she said, whoever's making that noise can stop now. And I was like, oh, dang, I just got busted. And I thought, it was me. So I can just pretend like one of the kids was doing and completely ignore it. But then my inner conscience was saying, you know what? You really need to confess that.
John.
And so I said, I'm sorry. That was me. That wasn't one of your students. And she said, and she's like kind of embarrassed that she just reprimanded me, not knowing that she just reprimanded me. And so I said, I'm sorry. I just make noises. And, you know, I've known her for the teacher for a while, known the kids for a while too. And one of the students piped up and says, yeah, I know you do that because you talk about doing that on that story show.
Oh, wow.
So awesome. I was like, oh, I forgot that I had a listener at the school. And,
A smart one, too, on top of that.
A smart one, yeah. So, Sophia, thank you for recognizing me, and thank you for not getting me in trouble.
Yay. Sophia, you could have covered for him, though. You could have said, no, ma'am, that was me, boink. And then done the dripping sound or whatever that sound is called.
Yeah, I learned it from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I learned it from him. And didn't he do that in Ferris Bueller's Day?
It's been a while, man.
I don't know.
I don't remember that part. I just remember when the car drove backwards out of the the glass garage.
You can't make the miles disappear by putting the car in reverse, can you?
But you can make the car disappear by, by jumping it off the jack there. That's right. Awesome. Well, I was going to ask you, first of all, did you make noises when you were in grade school? Or is this an adult thing for you?
No, I've pretty much made noises my whole life. And so, sometimes I just don't think about the fact that I'm doing it. So
did you ever get in trouble when you were a kid for such things?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I didn't like go to the corner or anything like that. But
John, shut up! You're driving me crazy.
Yeah, well, that mostly came from my sisters, but in school, maybe I was a little bit more quiet.
You're a good boy. I forgot about that. You're a good boy.
No, and when I was in high school, remember that small school I went to? Everybody in high school was in the same room, and so when the teacher would leave, I would look around the room, and then I'd let one go.
Well, it was you and two girls, right?
Well, in the senior class, yes.
Yeah. So
there were 10th graders and 11th graders and 9th graders also within the same room.
Okay. I just thought it would be extra epic if it was just you and two girls. And they're like, no, don't leave, ma'am. Teacher, please. Every time you go, she's gone. you know.
Yeah. Just both of my sisters were in high school when I was finishing up too. So they knew whenever I looked around the room.
Why look? Why even look?
Because I had to make sure the teacher wasn't in
there. Oh, okay. You're just looking around at your potential victims. That's what you're doing.
And see, if anybody looks me in the eyes, I'll make it last extra long.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that leads to my next question. You do this so much. This is such a part of who you are as a human. Do you have that kind of control to where you can change the tone, the length, and the timbre of... Or are you just like the rest of us, just whatever's coming out's coming out?
I don't really know. I haven't really tried that.
Okay.
I just feel like there's always something brewing, and so I don't know. Maybe I should work on that.
No, I think
make it a talent. That
you
I can
may
sell.
Have more skill than you're giving yourself credit for. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, gross.
Let's do some human lie detecting.
Oh no.
All right, it's our favorite new segment, human lie detector, where this week it's my turn to tell a story and John's turn to be the human lie detector.
Yeah, I'm so far, 0-1.
Yeah, I think we've only done it once, right?
No, you've had two stories. That
I've had two stories. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I've had.
And you guessed one, and you were down one. But let's see how our listeners do as well this week. Okay. So my son inherited a bed from my former pastor and boss, actually Christian Sudreth. Who used to host on our show. Him and his brother had a bunk bed that they shared. And when the parents decided Christian was getting too long for the twin bed, they gave it to us. And Jay was about the time it was ready for him to get out of his crib and start sleeping in a big boy bed. And so that was his bed for a long time. Well, about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, we started feeling pretty guilty about that because mostly not because he was using an old frame and stuff like that, but the mattress itself had been through an entire childhood before my son got on it. And we're like, and it was a cheap one. You know, you could just tell that light blue, slightly shiny.
Yeah. A little
camp.
Thin.
It's like at a campground kind of mattress. And so we decided to take him to, the local furniture store and pick out a new bed. And we said, why not go ahead and replace the frame? We'll get a headboard. We'll do the whole thing. And so it became, a big boy kind of thing. And
yeah, he's a teenager almost, right?
Huh?
Isn't he a teenager?
He's 11. So this would have been was, 9 or 10. So we go through there and man, there's a kids section in the back corner that has these just opulent beds for kids. And I'm not talking about mattresses. Mattresses are mattresses. This is the stuff that goes around it. And there's one that looks like something Kylo Ren would sleep in. It's black. It has these borders all the way around it. It has a footboard and a headboard with shelves and shiny parts. And it has lights, LED lights that are strobing through the colors that are down lights, like underneath a cool car in the 90s, you know? Mm. And my son says, wow, he gets on it, of course, because he's jumping on every bed he sees. And he's like, this is so awesome. I would really like that. And we're just like, yeah, whatever. This has probably cost $1 million. And it was. It was like $500 to $600. It was ridiculous. And that did not include the mattress or the box springs. It was just the bed frame. And I basically he asked if he could have it. And I said, absolutely freaking not. There's no way you're going to get this bed. And so we picked out a nice frame. Actually, we got the frame for free. I think it was like $20. Who cares? Got a nice headboard and a frame, and we got a decent box springs, which was black, and that kind of helped a little bit with the fact that we didn't get the bed of his dreams, and a decent mattress, and we spent a little bit of money, but it wasn't that amount of money plus $600 for this Kylo Ren bed. So that's my story that I made up. So am I telling the truth, or did I lie in there? Did I break down and buy the bed? Is Jay living in the lap of Kylo Ren luxury right now? It's up to you to decide. You have two questions that you can ask me.
Oh, okay. Two questions.
Maybe three if you need them. I asked three last week.
Okay. Well, what was the name of the furniture store you went to?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's a weird name, but I believe you.
I don't remember because there's several. No. It's the one behind the Target, and I don't remember the name of it. It was the one behind the Target. I don't remember the name.
When did this shopping excursion take place, you said?
A year and a half ago.
So
it's been since Christmas, before Christmas, for sure.
So, yeah. And last question, you remember that I visited you recently?
Oh, dang it.
So I know I'm going to get this
dang
one right.
Dang it.
James, I believe that you are telling me a lie.
Oh, but I'm not. I'm telling the truth.
No, wait. What was the question again?
Did I buy the big opulent bed, or did I leave him?
Oh, no, I know you didn't buy the big opulent bed.
Oh, okay, because that was the question, is did you buy the big opulent bed?
Can I take my...
Yes, you can.
I believe you're telling the truth, James. The complete 100% truth.
I'm telling the truth, but not the whole truth. How about that? Because I am a sucky dad. I'm terrible. But what I did instead of the opulent bed is I said, you know what? What did he really like about the opulent bed? He liked the lights. And so I got on eBay and I bought a strip. It's literally a tape, like adhesive tape with LED lights on it. And it goes into a controller box and then into a remote. And I bought a string of these, actually two strings of them. And I ran it behind his headboard and then underneath, all the way underneath his bed. And he's got this dark headboard and he's got this stuff and it lights up and it changes colors. He leaves it on all the time. He loves it. And I got out of it for like $20 with shipping instead of having to pay $500-something for this Lord of the Rings special edition bed. So, I'm a sucky dad, but I'm not a horrible dad. There's a line there somewhere.
Yeah, I would have given my kids the cardboard box and said, there's your new bed,
kid. Everybody is sleeping in. Make room for the dog. So.
Cat's got a better pillow than you do.
Do you have a pet, John?
Yeah, I've got a cat.
Okay.
A gray cat.
Okay. Does your cat ever chew on the molding around the floor?
No.
My dog did today, and she almost lost her life. Yep.
Yeah.
Leia. The evil dog. Mm-hmm. I have a dog that I don't like, and then I have a dog that I hate. Moffat, I don't like. Leia, I hate.
Yeah, I have no love in my heart for either of them.
Neither one of them, but I can tolerate one. The other one needs to go, like, bad. I was talking about this with my wife last night. I'm like, it's a shame somebody loves that dog. And she goes, why? I'm like, because if nobody loved her, we could get rid of her. We could give her away somewhere. because she's always in trouble. She's always doing something. My daughter thinks she walks on ice. I mean, like a princess, like Frozen or something. She thinks she's amazing. But every time I leave her out for more than an hour, she chews on something. And right now she's trying to eat the baseboards off my house. And I don't understand it.
That's not cool.
And our front door, okay? Our front door is a wooden front door. It is a little rotten in one spot because there was a crack that we didn't see, and water and ice had gotten down in there and expanded, and it's caused a little bit of the door to come loose underneath at the bottom. It's not a big deal because we had time to fix it. Well, suddenly we come back from Mexico, and there's an open hole. It's not a huge hole, but it's big enough for a mouse to fit through. And my wife comes to me this week, just a couple of days ago, and explains to me why this has happened. She says, James, can you take and go to Lowe's or something and buy something to put across the bottom of the door? And I'm like, that's kind of a redneck fix. You know, we need a whole new door. She goes, oh, I know. I understand. But the dog is eating this hole in the door. And I'm like, what? Leia, freaking stupid idiot, stupid dog, is eating through our front door. She weighs nothing. I could fit her in one hand, but she has the power of the beaver. And she can chew and gnaw through wood. I don't get it, and I don't like it. And that wasn't even in the show notes. That's bonus content for you right there.
And you don't even have to be a patron listener to get that bonus
content. Just count that as our featured story, that James hates Leia.
Stupid dog.
Stupid dog.
I'm going to eat that dog. I mean, no.
I would eat her, but I don't think she would even fill me up. I would probably overcook her. So probably. All you dog lovers out there, man, we had a dog lover at what's it called? It's called Cracker Barrel. We were at Cracker Barrel, and the dog lover, we were talking about the dog. No, we were talking about where the red fern grows. We're like, Jay, you need to read that book. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. The dog dies. And the server comes up and he goes, are you guys talking about John Wick? And I'm like,
what? I haven't seen that yet.
Random guy who's only supposed to be bringing us stuff? No, we're not. Now we owe you an explanation, I suppose. So here it is. We were talking about where the red fern grows, where the dogs die. And I said, he says, oh, okay. And now I'm wondering, why was he all concerned that we were, you know, handling John Wick? I just don't like stories where dogs get killed. And I was like, well, if they have to get killed, at least let there be a John Wick who can take care of the situation. And he goes,
right.
Oh, I know. They're so great. But I watched the third one and I asked my friend if any dogs got killed. And I said, yeah, a dog does get shot in John Wick 3. And he goes, I know, I paused it. And I called my friend and I was about to cuss her out. But I said, but the dog had, armor on. He goes, I know. That's why I didn't cuss her out. And then he left. And I unbuttoned my shirt and I took off my shirt and put on my Talk Stupid to Me t-shirt that I have that I need to wear everywhere I go, because that's the kind of conversations I have with people.
Talk Stupid to Me.
And you'll be on my show. Forever. So it's time for us to do something we haven't done for a long time, and I hope people will appreciate it, because it stands to be a lot of fun. You remember back when Christian was on and he would do a little thing called Quiznos, because it's when we quiz what you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do right now. And I am going to be the quizzer, and John is going to see if he can pass my quiz.
Is this the surprise that you told me about?
This is the surprise that I told you about. Are you happy?
We need to get I am happy. And you know, we need to get a sound clip of Christian's voice because it's so unique.
Maybe I can get him to call in and record that. Because, yeah, you're right.
Let's re-quiz what you know.
It's not enough just to play the music. Because that was what we play. But he would say, quiz what you know. Yeah. All right.
Quiz knows.
See if I can say this correctly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to present you with a list of weird words and give you three options of what they might be. The definition might be.
Okay.
And you have to get at least 5 out of 9 to have passed the quiz.
Wow.
Yeah. If you fail, we're bringing Trevor back and replacing you.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. It's we wouldn't do that to you, buddy. Wouldn't do that to
you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I took all John's happiness away. Did you see that? He was too happy. I couldn't handle it. So, and he was too happy about the quiz and I couldn't handle that. So I had to let that gum ruin it for him. I'm sorry. You're a smart guy. You're going to do fine. I believe in you. All right.
But there should be a penalty if I don't pass.
The penalty is I will reach through time and space and stab you with a pen.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll feel that.
Number one. Let me see if I can say this right. Wait, hold on. Okay. I'm laughing at what I'm doing. I'm so stupid. Okay. Okay, Google, how do you pronounce K-A-K-O-R-R-H-A-P-H-I-O-P-H-O-B-I-A?
That's pronounced cacorophobia.
Okay. Cacorophobia is what? A, the fear of cakes. B, the fear of failure. Or C, the fear of cocoons. Cacorophobia.
Cacorophobia.
Don't you look it up.
No, I promise I will not. I think it is the fear of cocoons.
Okay. Cacorophobia, you are incorrect. Cacorophobia is the fear of failure. All right, let me mark this down. He missed this one. This is bad. Put a little star by your name.
Okay.
All right.
I'm keeping track too, just in case.
Number two, gentacular.
Gentacular.
Is this A, pertaining to Jennifer, B, pertaining to gentlemen, or C, pertaining to breakfast? It's an adjective.
Gentacular.
Yeah, gentacular.
Could you spell it for me, please?
Gentacular.
Gentacular. And what was the third option again?
C, pertaining to breakfast.
Pertaining to breakfast. I think this is a word you made up, and so I'm going to say A. Gentacular.
I didn't make it up, and it has. And you're wrong. It is pertaining to breakfast.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I haven't made up any of these. I promise.
Oh, I would have made up one at least.
It was fun enough making up the bad definitions. So
okay.
All right,
you got me on there.
You ready for number three? Bibble. Bibble. Is that to A, drink noisily, B, Old English for Bible, or C, a bib worn by an adult, especially royalty?
I'm going to go with A on that one.
Bibble is to drink noisily. You are correct, sir.
Yes.
You have made it.
Because I think the word babble comes from bibble.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's
maybe.
Good. You made it.
I think that's how I figured it out.
So. I don't have a happy noise. That's
I like that one.
That's the closest I have to a winning noise. I need to have a little ding that goes ding whenever you win.
Yes. So, yes.
Let me see if I can do that, actually. I'm going to pause the whole dang show and get the ding sound. I know I have one. All right. How about this? There you go.
Hey, that works.
That works very well. All right. Number four. Hey, Google, how do you pronounce E-R-I-N-A-C-E-O-U-S?
That's pronounced arenaceous.
Arenaceous. Is it A, the smell of a farting animal?
That was unexpected.
Arenaceous. B, the speed in which someone accomplishes a given task. or C, something resembling a hedgehog. Arenaceous.
Okay. First one. Hey, y'all, do you see that arenaceous dog over there?
Can you smell the arenaceousness?
Can you smell that? I'm going to say it's not that one.
Okay.
Boy, that hedgehog. I'm going to see. Something that pertains to a hedgehog is arenaceous. Like the quills on that hedgehog are unique to the breed. It's therefore arenaceous. I don't know about it. What was the second option?
B, again? The speed in which someone accomplishes a given task.
Arenaceous. Speedy.
I'm going to have to get a countdown sound as well. I can
see. Yeah, you should, because this is, I'm thinking, let's see. I'm going to go with B.
B, the speed in which someone accomplishes a given task.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It was something resembling a hedgehog. You were almost there.
Oh, I was going to say that, but I thought that's too obvious. So,
all right. So you've gotten one. You've gotten one.
Good.
All right. Let me ask this one again. Hey, Google, how do you pronounce Nudiustertian?
That's pronounced nudiastertian.
That's what I thought. Nudiastertian.
Nudiastertian. I know what this means.
A, the day before yesterday. B, a nude Martian. Or C, a clean eating utensil.
Oh, man. I know it's not B. It can't be because, I mean.
There's no such thing as nude Martians. It couldn't be that.
Right. It couldn't be.
Yeah.
A nudist, a clean eating utensil, or the day before yesterday? Or the day before yesterday?
That's what I said. The day before yesterday. That was A.
Nudiastertian. I'm going to say it's C. A clean eating utensil.
Is it your final answer?
Yes.
Oh, it's the day before yesterday, John.
Why do they have a word for the day before yesterday that's not the day before yesterday?
I don't know.
Nudiastertian. You remember on Nudiastertian when we were, you know, talking about that subject matter?
Oh, yes, yes. You recall on Nudiastertian, we were there together doing things in a very bibble way.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, drinking noisily.
And your dog smelled like a fart.
It was Aristaceous, yeah.
It was Aristaceous, except it was a hedgehog.
You'll like this one. Number six, doodle sack.
What in the world?
It's a real thing. Is it
a doodle sack?
A doodle sack, yeah. Is it Old English for an art supply bundle?
Old boy, get your doodle sack ready.
Old English for a bagpipe, or Old English for your junk?
I'm going to say it is a B for bagpipe.
Yay, you got it!
Yeah, what you got to get your doodle sack right there? Play a wee song what you're doing at your doodle sack.
I'm proud of you, John. I'm proud of you.
You made that one easy.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Impignorate.
Impignorate.
Yes. A, to pawn or mortgage something. B, to impregnate a pig. Or C, to refill a pen. Impignorate.
I'm going to go with C. That sounds like something you do with your pen.
And final answer?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
It did sound like something. I take it as a personal, like, a clap on the back when you pick one of the ones I made up. It makes me feel good inside my heart.
Oh, I mean, impignorate. That sounds like something my wife would do with one of her favorite writing utensils.
Yeah, you would take the pigment and fill up the pen. But no, it is to pawn or mortgage something. Impignorate.
See, I was really having a hard time between B or C. A never was an option for me. So.
All right, number eight. You've already failed, by the way. I just wanted to pass that on.
I'm 5 out of 7.
Let's see if you can pull it up here at the end. Agastaphobia. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. Hey, Google, how do you pronounce A-G-A-S-T-O-P-I-A?
That's pronounced Agastopia.
Agastopia. I was not that far off. Agastopia. Is it A, being trapped in an enclosed space that smells badly? B, admiration of a particular part of someone's body? Or C, the relief felt after a foul stench clears? I know you, John. I know you so well.
So you know that I'm going to have to pick B for that one.
Is that your final answer, sir?
Yes.
Yay! Yes! Yeah. And they're not particular. It's not a particular part. They just said any particular part.
Yeah.
Agastopia, if you see someone's shoulder blade and you're like, dude, like today I saw a guy with his tidbits pierced. I was experiencing agastophobia. It was not admiration though, so I guess it didn't matter.
No, it was more of a phobia because it was agastophobia.
Yeah.
Not a agastophobia. What was the word?
Agastopia.
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 Yeah, like you're aghast, but in a good way, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, number 9 and our last one is Oxter. O-X-T-E-R. Is it A, an old-time cartoon character from the 30s, an anthropomorphic bull? B, a genetic blend of an ox and otter attempted in 2007 by Russian scientists? Or C, an armpit?
Oh, man.
Oxter. So,
an oxter.
Or just oxter, not an oxter.
Oxter.
Yeah, it's capitalized.
Oxter. So Oxter was the anthropomorphic ox bull person?
That was number A, or letter A.
Yeah.
B, a genetic blend of an ox and an otter, or C, an armpit.
Oxter. Hey, let's get this ox and this otter together and make a little oxter.
Hey, you know them Russian scientists. You know how they be.
Oh, well, definitely Russian. I forgot all about.
I think it's A.
A, an old-time cartoon character, an anthropomorphic bull. Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. An oxter is an armpit, John. Duh.
An armpit?
Yeah, I get to be Alex Trebek and act like I know all the answers.
Oxter for 300, please, Alex.
You dummy. Why don't you know what an oxter is?
You moron, you've picked the wrong one.
That's right.
So I'm going to start telling people that their oxters are showing during the summer.
So how many did you get? You got 2.
I know, I got 3.
You got 3. All right, well, good. You are still a winner in our book, John. We still love you.
And at least I got 3 right.
And I still have to poke you through time and space with a pin.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah.
My alternate reality self felt it.
Yeah, exactly. So... All right, it's time for us to do, I don't know, let's do listener stories. It's about that time. All right, I had a story, but I think I'm going to keep it for next week. This one's called Bird for Breakfast. It's from our friend Keith Helsley. You know that man retweets and shares every single thing that we post online.
Are you serious?
He is amazing. Yes.
He's a guy. He's good to meet him in real life too, because we've heard his name for years, and then
he was at Narthex Con and his family was there, and it was awesome. So a few weeks ago we had the grandkids over. He said they decided to bring my son, so we let him visit too. Grandpa humor. As we were gathered around the table enjoying breakfast, I was sipping my morning cup of coffee when my wife asked me, "What's wrong with your finger?" And see, I know these people, so I can imagine her. She's all about taking care of this man. He'll mention it later, but he happens to be a blind individual. And so she has to look out for him and make sure he's not looking dumb, you know? So that's what my wife would do. If I was blind, she would be constantly looking at me, making sure I wasn't looking dumb. So
yeah,
that's what she's doing. She's like, "What's wrong with your finger?" "Nothing," I told her as I picked up a cup for another sip. "Well, I want to have a look at it. There's something on it," she said. "And I know you know this about me, but maybe listeners to that story show doesn't. They don't. I'm blind, and along with some nerve damage in my hands, I don't feel things in my hands very well, so it's not unusual for me to have a small cut or something and not know about it. Anyway, back to the story. As I set my cup on the table after another sip, I asked her, is it just one finger or are there more? No, it's just the one, she said, but I still want you to show it to me. A thought came to my mind. My coffee cup was one with a smallish handle, which made the other fingers get pressed against the warm cup. It was probably just a red spot from the warmth. And another thought came to mind. Could it be the bird finger? As I have heard you refer to it that way on the podcast before. What do you call it? What did your generation call it there? Keith, that's what I want to know. But they probably call it the, the interracial finger or the nudistarian finger or something like that. Finger. Yeah. It's rude. So anyway, sure enough, I asked her if that's the one she wanted to see. And she said, yes, it was. And you want me to show it to you? I asked, right now, right here in front of all the kids. And she insisted, yes, I need to see what's on that finger. So that's how I came to give my wife and my entire family the bird finger at breakfast. Keith Helsley.
I can see him doing that too. See him too. He probably had a little smile on his face the whole time.
Have you ever seen the picture of Mr. Rogers giving the double deuce? It's a classic photo where he's flipping off with both hands. And it's way out of context because he's singing a song, and he's singing a song about Pointer. Where is Pointer? Here I am. Here I am. And then he goes to the second one and he holds up the second one. Where is Tall One? But he's flinging the birds, man, just right in your face the whole
context.
Time. Yes. But people love to capture that moment and share it. So I'm sure the grandkids got a kick out of Keith.
Yep.
I want to be Keith's grandson. Can we make that happen?
Yeah, probably if you go through that time portal that you stabbed me with a pen. Poked you with a pen.
Okay, we'll try. Yeah. We'll check it out. We'll see how much those cost, because we are under a budget here, John. We can't just go willy-nilly giving James whatever the freak he wants, okay? So
true, but you deserve it.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right, share with us, John. You have a great story to share. It is great. I wanted to read it, but it's yours.
And you're letting me do this, okay? Yes. This comes to us from Brother Justice, who I do believe is in our live chat room right now.
Sweet. So
I hope I do this well. This is titled The Yellow Milkman. So I used to work in the courthouse in Inverness, Florida. Inverness, Florida. Where is that exactly?
I'll look it up while you. Inverness.
It sounds close to where I used to live. Inverness, near Deltona, I think. Anyways, in Inverness, and there was a public defender that I became friends with. He would always wear a suit and tie in the courtroom, so that was how I was used to seeing him dressed all the time, you know, just like seeing kids in their uniforms all the time. You don't recognize them out of the house. So the first morning, after he had traded his sports car in for a Harley, you can imagine my surprise when I meet him in the parking lot that day wearing a pair of white coveralls. He, of course, was wearing it over his suit and tie. But I couldn't help poke fun at him for looking like a milkman. I'm just trying to figure out why you'd wear white coveralls on a motorcycle. But I guess it's to keep the bugs off your suit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's bugs in Florida. Fast forward a couple of weeks, though. Later. We are both pulling in around the same time, and I notice his coveralls are a yellowish tint almost from head to toe. As I get out and approach him, I smell an awful odor before I'm even within 5 feet of him. This is kind of making me queasy. As I cover my face, as I try to ask him what's going on, he already starting his tale. You're not going to believe this. I'm riding in this morning and get behind slow-moving traffic out on this country road. Noah's wanting to get around the leader of this slow-up, so from about four or five cars behind, I give the Harley the gas and motor around the procession. I don't know why I'm using such a bad boy voice with that, maybe because he's driving a Harley. But as I begin to speed past the cars...
You sound like Negan from Walking Dead. I don't know what you're doing, but...
Oh, okay. I realize it's a cattle hauler that's causing the slowdown, pulling goodness. A trailer full of livestock. I realize that the sound of my Harley engine must have literally scared the pee out of those cows, because as I approach, I can see a visible yellow cloud to the side of the trailer. I couldn't slow down and had nowhere to go. And so, yes, now I'm covered in cow pee.
I imagine that it's thicker than regular pee for some reason.
Bumps.
Like it,
oh no!
Like it can glob up like blood or something, you know, like it clots.
So his brother Justice is laughing to himself, laughing in tears. I just say to him, "I've never seen a yellow milkman. He stank so bad." He even after he took his coveralls off, he ended up having to go back home and shower. I appreciate your story from episode 23 reminding me of this hilarious happening. What was the story in episode 23 that
I don't know.
Cow pee. Oh, it's he's writing us in the chat room. He says there's a cow poop coming out of a trailer in Midland, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, I found out where Everness is. It's not the middle of nowhere, but you can definitely see it from there. It's it's south west of Ocala, Florida, and way north of St. Petersburg, where I used to live. It is nowhere.
I remember seeing that. You'll see the signs for it when you're going down 75.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you would.
Yeah.
And you would get off on 44, which goes nowhere except to Everness.
Inverness.
So it's a pretty name, though. Pretty name for a place. Well, thank you, Brother Justice. Thank you for your story, man. We've got a voicemail.
Sorry about your friend.
It's called Minor Elevator Trouble. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I have an elevator story for you.
It's from Andy Lyman, by the way.
One time when I was younger, my mom was in the hospital a lot. She had lots of health issues. I was riding the elevator by myself, and I was looking through the crack on the doors, and I could see lights as the floors passed by. This intrigued my little brain, and so I decided to pry the door open. As I did that, the elevator stopped halfway between the floors. I looked up, and to my surprise, there was a man standing at the floor, and he looked down at me. I looked up at him, and I just said the first thing that came to my mind, which was, it didn't go to the top. And then I proceeded to climb out of the elevator into the floor, up to the floor, and he just looked at me. I can't imagine what he must have been thinking when a small child climbed out of the elevator that did not go to the top. Anyways, thanks, guys.
Especially at a hospital. It's like this little troll baby coming out from the woodwork, you know, from the ironworks or whatever. It just crawled out of a pipe and ended up in the halfway up an elevator.
Didn't go to the top.
Don't mind me. Yeah, it's not my fault.
I don't know. Have fun getting in there, Mr. Man.
That's true. What do you do then?
You can get off on any floor you want, I guess.
Yeah. I never had the guts to do that, but I guess if he spent a lot of time there, you know, you start to get an adventurous spirit, and you pull them doors open and find out what happened. Well, he found out, by gosh. Sure enough, did.
Stopped halfway in between. That's crazy.
It didn't go all the way up, mister. So, thank you so much, Andy. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. We love the stories.
Kind of helps us, you know, it is a show.
It is the bread and butter of the entire program. Yeah. So we're a little bit thankful and grateful. Just a little. This comes to us from Emily Schuer. I think I'm saying that right. Who is female.
Sure.
That's right.
Emily Schuer. Sure.
I always celebrate our female listeners because I imagine there's like three of them. And
and they were all at NarthexCon.
That's but true. Not really. That's not true, but it seems like it. Anyway, this one's called Cheese is Not Going to Cut It. When we were kids, my older brother was teaching me some euphemisms for passing gas, such as cut the cheese. And this is why I didn't let you read this one, John, because I knew you wouldn't be able to get through it. So
I went to Costco today and they were giving out cheese samples. I can't tell you how hard it was for me not to make jokes about the lady cutting the cheese. There were two of them doing it.
Two cutting the cheese. Was one out cutting the other, John?
They were cutting so much cheese.
They were in competition.
They were like sharing it with everybody too.
Passing it around.
I just cut some cheese for you.
Oh man.
Thanks, lady.
That's arenaceous of you. I'll tell you.
Arenaceous.
Anyway, not being familiar with cheeses other than American and mild cheddar, which have little to no smell, I felt the saying was too arbitrary. So that's dumb, I said. You could just make up anything and call it a fart, like fix the shoe.
Yes.
So it was just the first thing that came to my head, but it stuck in my family, and my siblings and I continued to say, who fixed the shoe whenever somebody farted? Though we didn't hide it, somehow this phenomenon went unnoticed by our parents. And one evening, many years later, my brother had moved out and I was in college. My dad had been packing for a business trip, an activity which caused tension in our household. Only a minute or two after we sat down to dinner, some mild bickering began between my parents. My little sister and I kept our heads down and ate silently. And my dad kept going on about how my mom had messed up his shoe when polishing it. And finally she blurted out, "But I fixed the shoe!" My sister and I made eye contact, and that was it. We burst out into giggles, choking on a bit of our food, and my parents looked at us bewildered. "What?" my dad demanded. "What's so funny?" He looked at my mom to see if she was an accomplice to our giggle fit. "All I said was that I fixed the shoe," said Mom, and my sister and I laughed even harder. We cautiously explained how my mom was actually claiming farts for herself, hoping we weren't in trouble for interrupting their heated discussion with laughter. Well, they laughed too. And for the rest of the meal, it was lighthearted and pleasant. Although the shoe had been mended, nobody, I'm sorry to say, fixed the shoe. Emily Sure. Now I can't say it right. Anyway. Sure. Thank you so much for that.
That was excellent. I love it. I might have to take that and use it in my household.
Oh, gosh. Did you fix the shoe, John?
Not lately. My shoes must still be broken, but I feel the need to fix the shoe.
I will say one thing. I think in all the years that you've been on the show, I want to thank you. Because I don't think this has ever happened. I have to imagine that you've passed gas numerous times in the passing of our show and the hours that you've spent behind the microphone. But I can never remember, not even once, hearing it. So I just want to thank you for that. And
You're welcome.
And I don't want you to change ever, just right well, there. So
here's the thing. There's a little secret. I don't really think they're all that funny.
Whatever.
I don't have to really do it.
You're a liar. And,
oh, wait. I should have saved that for the next week.
Yeah. That'd make it easy for me. So thank you, Emily, for this awesome story. And thanks for all of our submission people, Brother Justice and let's see, Andy Lyman and Keith Helsley, thank you for sending in your stories. If we used your story, we owe you a sticker. So email us your address. And that is our show for this week. Do you have a funny story about flipping the bird? How about getting soaked in cow pee? Oh. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator? Like a little weird troll baby? Or whatever. We don't care what the story is. If it's funny, send it in email form or audio to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Thatstoryshow.com is the website. Our Instagram is @thatstoryshow. Follow us over there and keep up with us during the week. We post stuff. And review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. And if you like the show, check out Red School Bus at rsbcast.com. And thanks to our patrons for your support. With special thanks to James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Zane Estrada, Janu Striesbeck, and Carrie Wright. Join the club and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, gross, or if somebody tries to fix your shoe, don't get stressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on that shirtless guy with his nips tucked. or his nips pierced is what I should have said. No, this belongs on that story show. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I want to open up a shoe repair shop.
Really? I want to have a shop where I remove useless, nasty piercings. I think I could make a lot of money in this town.
Well, you got your first customer.
Just try to track him down. He'll be there right as the kids are walking across the street. Hey, real quick, just wanted to thank this month's iTunes reviewers, Adele Lily Cardifith, Hoppin 19, Elza White Kitten, Adorableness 6, Fifth Grade, Jen is Lonely, Extinguisher 007, Danny 2335, Ben Our Cool Dude Barber, Sky Sky, and Weenie 25. I also want to thank our August patron supporters, Brother Justice, Emily Schreer, Jake Yandell, Todd Napier, and special thanks to Robert Harrington for upping your support level.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.